As I've said, special Northside today, and we're here at the Women for Change Knowledge Exchange and Learning event here in the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. I'm now delighted to be joined by Edel Geraghty, and she's the coordinator of NCCWN, or the Limerick Women's Network. Hi, Edel, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
So, what was your involvement then in this project?
So we brought a group of women together back in January, and we worked with a group of about 15 women looking at representative roles in Limerick City and in preparation for the local elections. The women identified local issues and built a kind of a campaign around them, and then invited the candidates to come in, and they spoke to them about their issues and their concerns. And so it was really a piece of research for them and a way of presenting issues at a local level in a formal way.
Right, to give them the tools and the confidence, is it, to
exactly.
present their...
Yeah.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
So then what was involved in it, and how long did the project take then?
So we had six sessions, and really it was about kind of understanding the local structures and identifying that, you know, for some people they might be working on an issue for a long time and not getting much of a response. And it was really about identifying where is the best decision-making places for different issues, you know, where to go, who to be speaking to, and also how to encourage other people in your community to get involved in your issue and kind of building a bit of momentum around different issues. We will be running a program from September on that kind of develops this work further, really looking at kind of structures at a local level within the council, but also outside of the council as well. So, you know, looking at where are decisions made in our cities and counties, and how can we best influence them? And particularly kind of around women's representation, how can we best represent ourselves, and what are the supports that are needed?
Yes, giving them the stepping stones and where to go.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. And now, how many were involved then in the project?
So we had 15 women that were involved, and we had an outside facilitator that came in as well.
And they were from all areas? All aspects of life, I suppose.
Well, areas. We're based in Moyross in Limerick, and that's where we base the programme, but women came from across the city.
No, I wasn't talking about the actual where they were living, mm-hmm. but more so their expertise, or where they were, you know, their different roles, you know, whether they were mothers or whether they were counsellors, or so they were coming from different...
I suppose for this programme, like, our work is with working in the most disadvantaged communities. And so the women had a commonality around that. But we also had women coming in from the county and beyond. But I suppose the majority of women that were coming would be currently in the home, and maybe involved in their community at a voluntary level. And it was really about kind of exploring that those areas and how they can be developed more.
Yes, and to empower them and mm-hmm. give them the tools they need.
Yeah.
Now, can they then go back to, I suppose you're always there as a support anyway, but it won't be an ongoing thing for them. They've got those tools then. You'll support them then as they go out.
Yeah, I think a number of the women have decided to come on board and do the longer course with us. We are there as a support network. That's our role, you know, and particularly for women coming from the women's groups around the city, we would be in constant communication with those groups anyway. And so we would check in, and if they've just come onto our mailing list, any other programs and training that we have coming up, they would automatically get a place on those, or would get information about it anyway.
Now, just with regards to the networking, you're telling them where to go or how to get the tools and the people involved, but also the practicalities of, as you say, they come from disadvantaged areas, or they may be working in the home or have children and that. Do you help them with that sort of area as to how to get help for looking after the children, or how to get help to get out? You know, is that part of it, the practicalities of it?
Yeah, absolutely. We would look at kind of what are the barriers for women. And I suppose it is a responsibility for organisations like ourselves to really engage with those difficulties in a meaningful way. However, it's difficult with, you know, many funding streams will fund programmes, but they won't fund the likes of childcare or social care and things like that. So it is a difficulty, and we raise that. So even in situations where we know that an organisation is not funding those supports, we'll still name them as being necessary, do you know, because they haven't gone away. We do try to find ways around it, and work creatively with women around timing or whatever that we can do.
Right. Well, I hope you have a great day here today, and I'll have to let you go because time is running away with us.
Thanks very
have
much.
Have a lovely day. Thank you, Adele.